A state air quality permit allows organic incineration technology, or OIT, to burn PFAS-contaminated soil. Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation Air Quality Compliance Control Manager Jason Olds says test burns conducted this spring at OIT's Moose Creek Area Incinerator effectively destroyed PFAS compounds.
They're able to control 99.99% of the PFAS through thermal remediation.
Old says the facility uses what's known as a wet scrubber to capture most of the emissions of the hazardous PFAS incineration byproduct, hydrogen fluoride.
The HF in the wet scrubber forms a salt with the water that precipitates out and is collected and disposed of as a non-hazardous solid waste.
Olds cautions there is some residual pollution, but says it falls within regulatory guidelines.
An exhaust gas that's released after the control mechanisms in the environment that they have to sample for both PFAS and for HF.
We're just going to keep a very close eye on this facility because I have very serious concerns about its public health implications.
Alaska Community Action on Toxics Executive Director Pam Miller says she's just beginning to review DEC records related to the permit and PFAS soil incineration testing and has a lot of questions.
Whether this very old incinerator facility can actually destroy the carbon-fluorine bond that is one of the strongest in the synthetic chemical world.
Miller is also concerned about any level of release of hydrogen fluoride.
Hydrogen fluoride gas is highly toxic. It's highly corrosive. It can damage people's lungs and respiratory systems. It's acidic. So in an area that already has serious air pollution, I think it doesn't make sense to allow a major source of toxic acidic gases to be released from this incinerator facility.
The OIT incinerator's limited capacity and the area's cold temperatures, which prevent operation of the facility in winter, mean the incinerator could not exceed an annual 10-ton HF federal release limit, according to the state's Olds, who adds that incineration of PFAS-tainted soils goes unregulated in other places.
PFAS is probably getting incinerated in soil remediation units around the world, or certainly the United States, and Alaska is the first state that's readily admitting it or looking at trying to control it specifically.
Organic incineration technology is well positioned to get a lot of business remediating PFAS-tainted soils. Some water and soils in the Moose Creek area and at adjacent Eielson Air Force Base are contaminated by Air Force use of PFAS firefighting foams. No one at OIT was available to comment on PFAS soil incineration. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.